its meaning. And the blindness that our Lord cured in the man was made all the more significant by curing any blindness of heart or mind. Jesus is the truth.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Spring Spirit Drive here on St. Gabriel Radio. My name is Chip Stalter. I am joined by my lovely bride, Sue. Say hello, everyone, Sue.
Hello, everybody.
And we are happy to host from 4 to 6 p.m. on the Spirit Drive this evening. We are trying to get lots of the family here in Columbus to join in the mission of St. Gabriel Radio. And we are really blessed to have Father Kevin Cavanaugh from Our Lady of Lourdes in Marysville. He'll be with us for this hour from 4 until 5 o'clock. And Father, if you would do us the honor of starting us off in prayer.
Certainly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, your many blessings are always before our eyes. May the praise of your name be constantly on our lips. We ask that you strengthen us in the ways of hope, lift us up with the gift of faith, and help us to always imitate the love of our Heavenly Father and the love of Jesus. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks, Father. And now this is not your first go-round on the Spirit Drive, is it, Father?
No, it's not.
So you're like an old hand veteran, right?
Well, I'm happy to be back. Let me just say that.
And so you've been a priest for like
33 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. And what's that journey been like for you?
It has been almost indescribable, but filled with joy,
I would say. That's great. And you're at Marysville, Our Lady of Lourdes.
Marysville, Our Lady of Lourdes.
So what's life like out there in Marysville?
Well, you know,
that is the home. That's where we started. St. Gabriel Radio.
It's Marysville. So it's like, it's I was just looking at the picture in the hallway.
Yeah.
You did your homework, Chip.
That's right. Marysville is a beautiful town. We still have that small town mindset, and that's a wonderful thing.
That's great. That's fantastic. Well, we're going to have a very busy half hour, and we hope that you'll take the time out of your day to call into St. Gabriel Radio at 614-459-4820. And join the mission here at St. Gabriel and be a part of the family. We have an angel update from our angel, Jessica, who is going to tell us where we're standing. Jessica.
Hi, everyone. We want to say a special, special thank you to Jennifer and Grant. And they are from St. Brendan's in Hilliard. And they're giving today in honor of Father Bob at St. Brendan's. And the thing that they like best is that they can turn on the radio and hear the truth. And so they are now a new sustaining member of a bronze member.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we also want to thank in for our special gift from Laura. And then another special gift from Patrick and Marie. So we want to just thank them, and that's wonderful. We really appreciate their support.
That is fantastic. Great
thank
news, Jessica.
You.
And And then we also want to thank our multi-year sustaining members. So we want to thank Link from St. Mary of the Assumption in Lancaster, Vicky from St. Agatha Columbus, and also Karen from St. Francis de Sales Newark. So thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we also had a little drawing for a gift card to Cameron Mitchell's here on the from the 2 to 4 o'clock hours. And Daria DeVille from St. Anthony's Parish won that. And we just will be in touch with all the details. But thanks, thanks so much for that.
All right. That's great. Some good eats there. Thanks for that update, Jessica. We really appreciate that. Did you notice that she has her own like theme music and everything when she comes in here?
Yeah. We need to get our own theme music.
I'm going to have to talk to somebody about that. Well, we're going to have a really busy half hour. We're going to listen to a special reflection here in just about a minute and talk about that as well. But really, the purpose why we're here is to engage everybody in the listening area to be a part of this mission, to be a part of St. Gabriel Radio, and to be a part of the evangelization that's going on here and the great mission that we have. That's what the station's all about, is to spread the good news, and we want everybody to be a part of it. You know, we see the bumper magnets all over town, and there's more than that way to get involved, and that's what we're looking for today. So call in to 614-459-4820, or you can go online to, what's the website, honey?
St. Gabriel Radio. com.
Okay, thank you for that. Appreciate it. And there are different ways that you can help support the station. We're looking for sustaining members, business memberships, or a gift in any amount. If you can just help out in some small way, that is grateful as well. So with that, I think we'll take a listen to our best of clip now. We have a clip that we'll really appreciate coming up. I believe it's Mark Hart.
Why did heaven come to earth? Why did God send my plane that was in the heavens to earth that day? Why did heaven come to earth? Heaven came to earth to take us back to heaven. Our Catholic Church teaches that there are four reasons that God took flesh, four reasons for the incarnation. Number one, that God became flesh to show us what love is, to show us what love is, and to show us what love isn't. Look no further than the cross of Jesus Christ. We see the body. We see the corpus on the cross. We also see the sign above his head, written in Hebrew and written in Greek and written in Latin. Here is Jesus Christ, King of the Jews. The sign above Jesus' head proclaims who he is. But it was the body beneath the sign that proclaimed whose he is. What he did with his body and what he didn't do with his body. That proclaims who he is. The word Catholic on our bulletins, the word Catholic on the sign outside, the word Catholic on the school sign, whatever, that might proclaim who we are. But to truly live as a Catholic is not shown by a baptismal certificate or by a bulletin or by a sign or a bumper sticker or a rosary on the rear view. What makes us truly Catholic is whose we are, what we do and don't do with our bodies. So principle reason number one, why did God take flesh? The Catechism tells us to show us what love is, what true love is, not what counterfeit love is. There's a really mistaken notion in modern culture that, well, you know, love is give and take. As a married person, I'll speak on behalf of all married people, that's a crock. Love is not give and take. Love is give, period. There is no and take. See, we add the and take because then if the other person doesn't give 100%, we feel that that justifies us not giving 100%. There is no and take to the cross. That's give. His hands were nailed open. He could take nothing. Love is give. And if there's total self-sacrifice on both parts of the husband and the wife, then 9 months later you have to name that love. And then it's really give. I'm going to give you everything I have. My family name, my nose, my eyes, my life savings, every ounce of energy, and then some. God came to model love. Reason number two, God came to save us from our sins. That's what his name means. The name Jesus literally means God saves. And God didn't even hide this. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve still have fruit juice running down their faces. When God says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you a redeemer. I'm going to send you a savior. It's the Protoevangelium, Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to save you. He didn't have to. We're the ones that broke our end of the covenant. We broke our end of the pact. And God is perfect mercy, but he's also perfect justice. So God had a problem. We had a catch-22. He couldn't just dismiss the sin because then he would not be trustworthy. He wouldn't be reliable. We couldn't take him on his word. He couldn't just dismiss it. He has to cover the sin. He's justice. But you see, he's also a father. He's an almighty father, and he can't just dismiss his children. So God, in his infinite wisdom, had to come up with a way to cover the sin and to save his children. And we call the way and the truth and the life Jesus Christ. In Isaiah, "Hear me, my children, my burden since your birth, whom I have carried from infancy. Even to your old age, I am the same. Even when your hair is gray, I will bear with you. It is I who have done this, and I will continue to carry you. And I will carry you to safety, and I will save you." And God promises, "I will save you." And he came to save us. He came to free us from our sins. So God came to model love, and God came to free us from our sins. Reason number three, he came to model holiness. He came to show us what holiness really is, what holiness looks like, what holiness sounds like. I had a spiritual director one time, and he said, "You'll never meet, Mark, a truly holy person that does not have a sense of humor." He said, "You'll meet devout people. You'll meet pious people. You'll meet disciplined people, people who pray when they're asleep." He said, "But a truly holy person knows how to laugh. A truly holy person knows how to laugh." So he came because he's love. He came to save us from our sins. He came to model holiness. And he came, as it says in 2 Peter, that we would become partakers in the divine nature, that we would take part in his divine nature through the sacraments. Quite literally, God became man so that man could get back to God, that we could actually have his blood flowing through our veins. And let's not forget, the only blood flowing through Jesus' veins was the blood of the Virgin Mary. The only blood in his veins. And the woman, Mary, was key in this plan of salvation, which we hear about in Genesis 3. He doesn't just say, "I'm going to send you a redeemer." He says, "I'm going to send you a redeemer born of a woman." She's key. Book ends the story from Genesis to Revelation. Mary's a key performer, which is why we revere her the way we do. Not because she desires it, but because she deserves it. And why did God become man? To get us back to heaven. To do what we couldn't do.
Wow, that was that's some really good stuff right there. And that's exactly what St. Gabriel Radio can bring to you every day. And that's what we're doing 24/7. And that's what we're asking your help with this week, is to help support the mission to bring that quality programming, faithful to the teachings of the church, to the Diocese of Columbus and really most of the state of Ohio. Father, that really kind of boils things down right there, those four points that he had there, doesn't it?
I think it's a wonderful explanation of the Incarnation. I wouldn't have thought specifically of the points that he brought out, but I particularly like his point about the holiness. Mm-hmm. And that with where you find holiness, you also find laughter or joy.
Absolutely.
It's one of the things, when I come here to St. Gabriel's Radio, there's such a family experience here, and the joy and the laughter. As soon as you walk through the door, I wish everybody could have the chance to come here and experience the joy of the family. So I guess that means there's holiness here
as well. There must be holiness here. Absolutely. It's and a great lesson, too, I thought, with the how the Old Testament prefigures the New, when he's talking about Genesis and that whole situation with Adam and Eve in the garden, and how everything just really ties so well together. And it's just a really good lesson, really good quality stuff. And that's what you get here at St. Gabriel Radio. I'd like to point out, too, that if you've been waiting to be a part of this family and be a part of this mission, now is the hour to do it, because this hour, we, thanks to an anonymous donor, we have a matching gift $1 for $1 for every contribution that's being made for this hour. So that's a fantastic gift that we've been able to get. And so if you want to maximize your efforts in evangelization and maximize your part of this family, that's how to do it.
And like we heard from Mark Hart, to love is to give. So if you want to give, just call 614-459-4820 and give us a gift. Remember, there's a couple different ways to give a gift. You can give a one-time gift, a sustaining gift, or a business member gift.
Absolutely. Lots of different opportunities. Father Kavanaugh, what does St. Gabriel, has it meant to you in your priesthood over the last few years?
It is exactly the evangelization that I find myself preaching from the gospel, saying to people, we have the courage, find the courage, look for the ways to proclaim the word. And then many people, like the catechumens and the candidates, that those who come inquiring at the church, they say, St. Gabriel Radio, this is where I heard of it. Or I hear of parishioners as on their way to work, they're listening to St. Gabriel Radio, and they say, I just find myself finding a peace while I'm listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So not only for myself, but I hear about it from the parishioners many times.
That's excellent. And it's such a great resource, especially for RCIA candidates who are just dipping their toes into the faith and seeing what it's all about. And what a great resource we have here in Columbus to be able to say, as a priest or as an RCIA director, okay, here's what I can give you in this hour and a half class this week. But on your way home, listen to 8:20 a.m., and they can fill in some of the blanks that we don't have time to cover here. So what a resource.
Exactly. And I think many times they have heard of God's word through the radio and then found the courage to come to the church and to say, I feel an attraction. I feel the need to call this as home.
Yeah. Amazing opportunity we have here in Columbus. And it's a mission that you all can be a part of as well, just by reaching out and calling 614-459-4820. Lots of excellent programming on the radio station.
I think what's wonderful is, like you were saying before, it not only gives the new Catholics or RCIA members courage, but I know it gives me a lot of courage when I hear what other people are doing and hear the great stories that are coming out here. I know it inspires me every day whenever I listen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and many times I hear stories of gratitude.
Yes.
And I can't help but to be grateful when I hear of someone else's blessing in their life. So I appreciate that, I think, most of all from the radio to hear how they're grateful for God's blessing in their lives.
Yeah, it is amazing to have that blessing and to have this as an outreach program, really, for the diocese, and to be able to, at any time you need to hear the truth, you can hear the truth on AM 820, and that's just a wonderful blessing that we all have. So be a part of the mission. Be a part of our family here. You heard Father Kevin talk about how, you know, it's always joyous down here at the radio station. It is. It truly is a family, and we're looking for more members of that family to join us and be a part of the fun, be a part of the joy and the holiness that is St. Gabriel Radio.
Okay. Remember, we do have a goal this hour, and our goal is 18 gifts, and we have 3 so far, so we're looking for you to call in and help support the radio and be part of our family at 614-459-4820.
And there's lot, like Sue said before, there's lots of opportunities, business members, single gifts, or a sustaining membership, and any help is appreciated. So, you know, we're looking for more workers in the vineyard, I guess is a way to put it. We're looking, didn't we hear that? We had that reading here recently, I believe. We're looking for more workers in the vineyard, and hopefully that you can join us in this great, great effort that we have here in the diocese. Now, I know that Father Kavanaugh, there's lots of people at Mary's of Our Lady of Lourdes, and I know they can hear us.
That's right.
I'm assuming that they should be calling in any time now, right?
Well, I trust in their goodness and kindness. Yes, I'm sure if we could hear those phones ringing, we would.
And just like we heard, you know, to show what love is, we definitely look towards our priests that give us that love every day and inspire us also. So remember, you could also give a gift in honor of your priest or a priest that really touched you, and just call in at 614-459-4820.
And that's a good point. So you can make a gift not in your own name, but make it in someone else's name. Maybe there's someone, a friend who brought you to the church, or maybe there's a teacher along the way that kind of helped guide you. Any of those reasons is an excellent reason to remember that person and to honor them and what they did. By helping to support the sustaining mission here at St. Gabriel Radio. Excellent point. Just call 614 859-4820. We're seeing a little movement on the big board over here, this fancy electronic big board that they have now. They're really stepping up here with this. But we could always use some more support, and your help and being a part of this family is greatly appreciated.
I know this morning I was thinking about coming here tonight, and I'm coming here this afternoon, and the psalm response was, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." And that's the first thing I thought of, is that I hope people look into their hearts and think about how St. Gabriel Radio has touched your heart. And I hear so many wonderful stories, so I know that those people are out there, that the radio station and all the stories and all the wonderful programming here has touched people's hearts. So if it's touched your heart, give us a call at 614-459-4820.
And the variety of programming is amazing that we have here. We have the national programs, but we have a lot of great local programs as well. And one of the favorite features is hearing the vocation stories from so many of the religious in the area that we hear on Answering the Call. So there's a lot of great opportunities to learn about the faith. There's a lot of great opportunities to learn about the stories of those whose lives have been touched by the faith as well. And we know that so many people in the listening area have been touched by St. Gabriel Radio. We see it in the great multiplication of the bumper magnets on freeways everywhere in Central Ohio. And so we know that it's reaching people. We know that it's having an impact. We hear the stories all the time of that impact. And we can all be a part of this mission by calling 614-459-4820 or going to stgabrielradio.com as well. And they're clapping out there, so there must be something good.
So maybe there's an angel coming in here to tell us. We see some more numbers going up here. And so looks like our angel's coming in.
Sitting right at my side.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much. The phones are ringing absolutely off the hooks today, which is so great. Such great news.
Awesome.
And I encourage everyone to call in 614-459-4820. So 614-459-4820. We want to say some special thank yous out there. Tom and Lynn called in. They're from St. John Newman Parish, and they're giving an honor today of Father Dave Sizemore. So thanks for that gift, and it's a special gift for them. And we have someone donated online, and Kathy from Galena, and she is doing a gold sustaining monthly membership. So thanks so much, Kathy. And we have Diane from Newark, from the Blessed Sacrament. And her favorite thing about St. Gabriel is Father Larry Richards, who is fantastic. So thank you, Diane. She is doing a silver sustaining membership.
Fantastic.
Yes. And then we have one more here. And this is Thomas from St. Christopher. And he is giving an honor of Father Albert Coulton. And he is doing another special gift. So thank you so much, Thomas. So we encourage you, please, please, please don't wait. Call in. Join the flurry of phone calls, 614-459-4820. And there's many ways you can give. So you can be a sustaining membership for $20 a month, and that really allows us to be on the air. And you could be a business membership of $50 or more a month, and you get 100 messages throughout the year. So it's such a great way to advertise your business. You can be a leadership gift of $1,000 or more, and that we use for challenges, which I believe there's a challenge this hour, so don't hesitate, and or just give a gift of any amount. We would love that. So wait, one more just came in, and this is from Math, and he is from Sunbury, and the best thing about St. Gabriel is the new... is Father David, and he's giving an honor of Father David. Sorry, he's also a silver sustaining member. So thank
Fantastic.
You so much. So once again, call in 614-459-4820.
That's awesome. Thanks, Angel Jessica. Appreciate that. Great stuff, great stuff. And you heard in there a lot of people that were donating in honor of a priest. And what a great way to remember a priest who's touched your life. I really appreciate the folks from St. John Newman that are calling in. I hope that Father Dave isn't mad at us if we stole some people from his time tomorrow when he's in here. Hopefully penance won't be so bad next
time
we go to
confession.
See,
that's that joyful laughter there. And it looks like, remember, our hourly goal is 18, and we're about halfway there. So keep those calls coming in at 614-459-4820.
That's fantastic. And don't forget, too, that we have a, thanks to a wonderful anonymous donor, we have a dollar-for-dollar matching gift for this hour. So your money works twice as hard if you can call in with your contribution to help us out here, to help the radio station out in its mission. So what a fantastic way to start the spring off. Father Kavanaugh, so how did you, I don't know your vocation story. I've not run into you too many times, just once or twice at Delaware St. Mary. So what? Tell us your vocation story.
You know, I remember even in my youth, when I was just a young kid, thinking about being a priest. And one of the things that solidified it, I had two aunts, great aunts, actually, who were Dominican sisters. And they were always so joyful when they would come to our house, which wasn't enough. They occasionally would visit at our house. And they were just filled with joy and filled with the Lord. I think that was a great example for myself. I'll never forget one day, Sister Alma Marie turning around on the staircase and pointing her arthritic, crooked finger at me, saying, "Supreme happiness. Supreme happiness." I said, "What? What are you talking about?" She said, "If you follow your vocation for the Lord." "All right," I said. Oh.
It worked.
It worked. God bless her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That just reminded me, you know, we're saying call in for your favorite priest, but there's some beautiful sisters out there that you can honor.
Absolutely.
With a gift, or maybe the deacons that are helping in your parish too. So I know we have a wonderful deacon up at St. John Newman. So if you want to give a gift in honor of those faithful people too, that would be a good idea.
And what an excellent example that Sister Alma put there for you. It was such a modeling event. So we heard about Mark Cart was talking about how Jesus came as a model of holiness. And here in just our everyday lives, we can see how someone can be a model for vocations or for holiness, or to make sure that, you know, we're walking the right path and trying to get to supreme happiness, because that's really in the end what heaven's all about and where we want to be. So
right.
What an excellent story.
A beautiful story. And, you know, we learn not only our vocations from other people, but our faith as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a station like St. Gabriel Radio can help that in so many ways, by sharing the faith and putting the truth out there and putting the gospel of the Lord out there so that people can understand, people can know joy, can know the happiness that there is in knowing and loving God.
Yeah, so if you want to keep hearing those stories of truth and faith and happiness and joy, give us a call at 614-459-4820 and give us a pledge. It looks like we're halfway to our goal, but we're keeping on going in. And I know that matching pledge is wonderful. That's going to be a blessing.
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely. And you can also go to stgabrielradio.com and contribute online as well. Donate online and help us out either way, by phone or by going online at stgabrielradio.com. And we're not even through our first half hour yet, and we're doing really well. And we've got really more good stuff coming up next, because we have Father John Ricardo, I believe, coming up.
A favorite.
A fan favorite here at St. Gabriel Radio, coming up after the bottom of the hour break. And so that'll be something to look forward to as well. But Father Ricardo is one of our most requested shows, or most listened to shows on St. Gabriel Radio. And Father Larry Richards is a good one. I tend to listen to Father Larry when I'm coming home from adoration on Thursday evenings. So it's good to listen to these great programs. And you can be a part of the team, a part of the group that helps put those great speakers, those great theologians, those great motivators on the air at St. Gabriel Radio. You can be a part of that family and be a part of that process just by calling 614-459-4820. You can be a sustaining member. You can be a business partner. We're looking for one-time gifts, and you can be a part of this team. We're going to take a little bit of a break right now. We will be back on the other side with more conversation and hopefully more phone calls. Thanks very much.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
The good news is that as we struggle And God pours grace into us, and we correspond, and we rise and we fall. Rise and fall. God, in His infinite mercy, loves us, keeps us going, gives us strength and courage and joy. Joy. Be joyful. Go on, smile. It won't hurt you. Even if you got a problem. Even if you got a problem. Smile at your neighbor. I want you to remember a little sentence. And the sentence is this. You may be the only Jesus your neighbor will ever see. I want you to know your dignity. I want you to know how great you are before God.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Rev Local, local search internet marketing for small and medium-sized businesses. You're in the right place with Rev Local. RevLocal.com.
You know Kurtz Brothers for high-quality bulk mulch. New this year, 2 cubic foot bags with that same high-quality mulch. Mention St. Gabriel Radio and get 3 bags of Color Enhanced or 4 bags of hardwood for just $11. Simply mention St. Gabriel and also get 25% off bulk mulch and soil. Pick it up at one of 4 convenient locations or have it delivered right to your driveway. Call 43MULCH or order online at kbcolumbus.com.
This is Father Stosh Daly with the Sacred Heart, Columbus.org. I'd like to encourage you to bring Jesus into your home or business by enthroning your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Do not be afraid. Jesus will take care of the details and we will walk you through everything else. To learn more about how you can enthrone your home to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, call St. Gabriel Catholic Radio or go online at sacredheartcolumbus.org.
Russilli Construction Company, partnering for excellence in pre-construction, program management, design build, general contracting, and construction consultation. Russilli.com.
This is John Martinoni, host of EWTN Open Line Monday. I always tell people there are 3 really big things that Catholic Radio does. It makes good Catholics better Catholics. It brings fallen away Catholics back to the faith, and it brings non-Catholics closer to and quite often into the faith. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like EWTN Open Line every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
God alone, my soul rejoices. God alone, my spirit sings. He alone, my strength, my fortress. I pour out my heart in praise to God alone.
Welcome back to the Spring Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Radio, AM 820. We are happy to be here. My name is Chip Stalter, and my wife Sue is with us, as well as Father Kevin Cavanaugh from Marysville, Our Lady of Lourdes. Welcome, Father.
Thank you.
And we are happy to be back here for another half hour of talk and hopefully phone calls and all that kind of fun stuff. It was really interesting just hearing Father Stosh Daly talk about the Sacred Heart Enthronement. My wife and I are missionaries of the Sacred Heart, and so we've been working on enthroning people's homes and even one rectory for the last 3 years as a part of that organization. It's been a really, really great experience for us, and that's one of the newer programs, too, that's on St. Gabriel Radio. On the first Friday of each month is the Sacred Heart Hour with Chuck and Joanne and Father Stosh Daly. So excellent programming, and as a part of that, just to totally go into this whole segue thing. Anybody that calls in during the Spirit Drive will be entered into a drawing to win a lovely Our Lady of Fatima pilgrim statue of Mary that will certainly bless their home and dress it up very nicely. So yet another reason to call in to AM 820 St. Gabriel Radio, 614-459-4820. I think we have an angel update.
Yeah, the angel just walked in.
I floated in. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. The phones are very, very active right now, so please call in and join the party, 614-459-4820. So our first thank you today is from Michael from St. Paul's, and this is in honor of Susie and Chip. So
they said you're doing
a good job.
Oh, thank you.
And so they have a special gift, so we want to say a thank you to them. John and Barbara from St. John Newman, and their gift is in honor of Father Dave and all he's done to bless their lives. And they're actually a new business member, which is fantastic.
Oh, wonderful.
It's fantastic. But we'd like to say a special thank you to Ken and Penny from Our Lady of Lourdes Marysville.
Father
Kavanaugh, yes. And they like the Sunrise Morning Show and Father Larry Richards.
All right.
Great.
And we also have Tom from St. Michael's, and he is giving an honor of Father DeNovo and Father Lynch, who are the priests out at St. Mike's. And
great.
So we just want to say a special thank you.
Fantastic.
So, please call in. Join us. It's lots of fun. 614-459-4820.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jessica.
We're getting close to our goal, but we still need your call at 614-459-4820 to help us reach that goal so we can reach more listeners like you and with that great programming, keep that going.
Yeah, it's fantastic. What a great opportunity that we have here to be down here. And thanks to Mike for that nice little shot of adrenaline.
You.
So appreciate that. What a great story. And now we know for sure that the folks in Marysville are listening. So
they are
it's
listening.
All good.
They are
we have confirmation. So that's excellent news as well. So we are going to listen to another best of clip here. And this is Father John Ricardo, one of the favorites here at the station. And he's going to talk about why, this is what I got out of it, but he's going to tell us why we should not say that we have to go to church on Sunday. So this is Father John Ricardo.
Benedict says something that I think that's, again, a real challenge to us in contrasting them versus where, I'll just say, where I can be sometimes. Without the day of the Lord, we cannot exist. That is not arduous obedience toward a law of the church felt to be external to oneself, but an expression of both interior necessity and desire. They don't say that because, we have a law that says we have to go to church on Sunday. They say that because they experience in their lives a remarkable desire to go to church. It's not an external obligation, it's an internal obligation that's come to the realization that this is the center of our lives. What he says is it points to that which has become the sustaining center of one's own existence, one's entire being. It indicates something that has become so important that it must be done out of a feeling of great inner security and freedom, even at the risk of one's own life. For those speaking in this way, it would obviously have appeared senseless to buy survival and outer peace by renouncing this foundation of life. They did not consider a casuistry that would have let worship appear to be dispensable as the lesser value when weighing the alternatives of Sunday obligation or a citizen's obligation or church law or the impending death sentence. For them, it was not a case of choosing between one law and another, but of choosing between the meaning that sustains life and a meaningless life. That's the choice. That's a great choice. For them, it was a case of choosing between the meaning that sustains life and a meaningless life. Instead of, without Sunday we cannot exist, Sunday obligation appears for us only as an imposed church law, an external necessity. And then, like all duties coming from the outside, it is cropped more and more until only the requirement remains to have to attend a half-hour ritual that's becoming ever more remote. Asking when and why one can be excused from it ultimately becomes more important than asking why one should regularly celebrate it. And consequently, in the end, it does not take much for one to stay away without any excuse at all. Since the meaning of Sunday has so completely degenerated into a positivistic facade, the question of whether the Lord's Day is still really such an important topic in our age arises for us as well. The question of whether or not there are not really much more important themes for Christians, and especially for Christians in a world rent by the danger of war and social problems. In private, we also sometimes ask ourselves if we're not simply pursuing the survival of our club, the justification of our own profession by insisting on the Lord's Day. The more profound question lying behind this is whether the church is really only our club or God's original idea, whose realization determines the fate of the world. On the other hand, with nostalgic comparisons between the past and today, we would be doing justice neither to the witness of the martyrs nor to reality today. Even while being aware of all the necessary self-criticism, we should not overlook the fact that there are still very many Christians today who would respond from a feeling of innermost security, just like the early Christians. Without the Lord's Day, we cannot exist. I think immediately of two people, a classmate of mine when I was in Rome who was martyred in Bosnia. It was Christmas vacation and Christmas time, and me and some friends of mine went to France. He went home to visit his parents in Bosnia. While he was home, he got abducted by Muslim fundamentalists who put a question to him, or a choice to him, actually. The choice was, renounce your faith or die like Jesus. They nailed him to the floor. For him, Sunday was a day without which he could not exist. It was not a law. It was desire. I think of another guy who I heard about in Saudi Arabia who lost his hand because he was seen publicly in Saudi Arabia, where it's forbidden to worship as a Christian. And he was reported to the authorities for making the sign of the cross, and he was arrested, taken into prison. And the police looked at him and says, was reported that you were seen doing this. We're here to tell you either stop doing that or we will make it so you can't. And he went like this, because Sunday was a day without which he could not exist. So as Benedict says, we're not doing justice to the reality in the world right now if we think that that's simply a thing in the past. It's not at all. On the other side of the issue, we know that already during the New Testament period, there was cause for complaining about poor church attendance, as we saw in that passage from Hebrews, and the complaint appears again and again in the works of the church fathers. This is what I should have said to the gentleman who said, I will never go to church here because it's longer than 50 minutes. It seems to me that the real, albeit misunderstood and for the most part unrecognized, driving force behind the restlessness of today's leisure time activities, behind the escape from everyday life, and the pursuit of something completely different is the yearning for that which the martyrs called the Lord's. That is, the longing for an encounter which makes life arise in us. It is the pursuit of what Christians received and are receiving on Sundays. Our question is, how can we show this to the people who seek it, and how can we find it again ourselves? So this gentleman that said this comment to me, and me when I've said that in times past, because I certainly said something like that in times past, the problem is we're restless. We're looking out there for something to really give our lives meaning, but nothing out there can ultimately give my life meaning.
What an excellent, excellent story, and really brings it home for us as Catholics in terms of the Lord's Day and that quote-unquote obligation of attending Mass. You know, I found myself trying to not tell people I have to go to church for something, whether it's choir rehearsal or whether it's Mass or whatever it is. You know, I try to make it a conscious decision to not say that word and just to say I'm going, you know, rather than I have to go. And so what a great lesson from Father Ricardo, and what a great lesson that we hear from him daily in the mornings and from all the shows here on St. Gabriel Radio. And you can join the team. You can be part of the family here at St. Gabriel Radio and spread that great, great message to others just by calling 614-459-4820.
And part of being a community is so important to that sense of church and family. And I know at St. John Newman, we have a wonderful program that they started for women. I know we hear a lot on St. Gabriel Radio about That Man Is You, but for women, there's Walking with Purpose. And I know that there's several other parishes in our diocese that have also started that. But this talk by Father Ricardo just made me think about it, because our last lesson just before last week was on this very topic. And our book study for the Bible this year is called Opening Your Heart. And that's really what St. Gabriel is all about, is helping people open their heart to the Word of God and to really touch people in a certain way. And I really liked a quote from our Bible study. It said, create a community where people feel they belong to a family. And I think that Father Cavanaugh, you said that when you come in here just to the studio, you feel that you belong to a family. And I know that people, when they're listening out there, it helps you create that sense of we are a family. We're not alone as Catholics. We're out there and we're learning and we're growing together. And so I think that's so important.
Absolutely. Recently, there was a person who came to me and said they were interested in the Catholic Church and so forth. And I asked them, you know, to go on and further why they were saying this. And basically, she said, I'm looking for a home. And it just touched my heart so deeply. All she wanted was a home. And that's, I think, when Father Ricardo is talking about a restlessness that we have. Until all of us can say, I have a home, and particularly a spiritual home, I think we will continue to experience the restlessness. So the Mass, when people say, yes, I have the obligation to go to Mass, I don't know. I want to say to them, please have what is in my heart. And you'll stop talking about the obligation mm-hmm. or that it's a law that you have to be there. Or maybe that I could say to them, please have what is in this dear lady's heart who said all she wants is a home. You know, because we'll never be disappointed when we come to the church, when we come particularly to the Mass. It is that feeling that I'm home, that I'm being nourished by the Lord, that I'm being embraced by the Lord through his word, nourished through the Eucharist. So it really is so much a part of the rhythm of our life. And when I was first ordained, I would hear from adults saying, my adult children do not go to church anymore. And I used to try to say, well, you planted the seed or you did your best to teach them. But I realized soon that they were talking from an emotional place. It wasn't about the law or whatever. And then one day I heard of a family member of mine, a very close family member, who was no longer going to the Catholic Church. And I remember thinking, no, this can't be. We Catholics, we go to the Catholic Church. This is all there is. And then suddenly I realized I was speaking from my heart. Mm-hmm. It was nothing legal, but I wanted him to have exactly what I have, the nourishment of the Eucharist. And I'm privileged to have it every day, you know, and to be nourished by his word. So for myself, I'm thinking so differently from a legalistic view.
Right.
But I know that that's very important. However, I think most of us, when we're talking about the Mass, we're talking about sharing what we have experienced and what we continue to experience. And so we just want those that we love to have the same beautiful gift that we have in the Mass.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful opportunity and a wonderful sense of family and community that we have as Catholics, and something that here at St. Gabriel Radio we exhibit in the studios and around this building and on the airwaves as well. It's one big family, and we all want to be a part of a family, and we all want to take part in a family's purpose. And the purpose here is to spread the word of God, to bring others closer to God so that they have a relationship and so that they can grow in their faith. And you know, part of being a family is enduring feathers when angels walk into the room, and there's a skyfall of feathers now, and we have an angel update from Jessica.
Angels come and go around here.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. We are just on fire here at St. Gabriel Radio, so please call in 614-459-4820. And I want to start by thanking some of our multi-year sustaining members, and these are members that give throughout the year, so we want to thank Cheryl from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Pickerington, Phil from Our Lady of Lourdes Marysville, and Ellen and Tom from St. Elizabeth Columbus. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Similar Marysville.
That's what keeps us going here.
Right, absolutely. And we do have some that just have called in. We have Greg from St. Mary Lancaster, and he is giving today in memory of Mother Angelica, and then also in honor of the staff here at St. Gabriel Radio.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
So
welcoming. So. Yes. And please feel free, if you're on the road and driving home from work and want to stop by, there's yummy food and show you the station. We also have Darlene from Marysville, Our Lady of Lourdes, and she is giving an honor of Father Kavanaugh.
Oh, wow.
And she just likes everything about St. Gabriel Radio. And then we have Robert and also Betty, who gave special donations. So thank you to them as well.
Wonderful.
So please call in 614-459-4820 and come and call and give for the next generation, or donate in honor of a young person in your life. There's so many amazing first communions and first reconciliations and confirmations. So call and give in their honor. So there's just so many wonderful spring sacraments that might help, you know, give it in their honor. So thank you. 614-459-4820.
All right. Thank you, Angel Jessica.
And I do want to, I had talked about walking with purpose. I want to give a shout out to all the ladies that with in walking with purpose to open up your hearts and think about giving a donation, whether it be a one-time gift or a sustaining membership, to 614-459-4820. We're closing in on our goal, but we're also closing in on the end of our hour. So help become part of the family and give what you can.
And help us to reach more people in the Central Ohio area. I know Father Kavanaugh, you know, Sue's talking about walking with purpose, and That Man Is You is a program that's out there as well. And as a lifelong Catholic, there wasn't a St. Gabriel Radio when I was growing up, and there wasn't all these programs that there seem to be now. And so it's just wonderful to be a part and have these resources out there. I mean, it's got to make your job as a priest a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Oh, I believe so, yes, in ways that I probably can't even anticipate or know about. But you're absolutely right. Growing up, I didn't even think that a Catholic radio was possible. but now, today, I see so many benefits from it. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely amazing.
Well, like Father Ricardo was saying, how God is the center of our lives and the center that brings us together as a church. But we're so blessed. I think that especially here in Central Ohio and in our diocese, I really feel in the last few years, it's been St. Gabriel Radio that's been that center. I mean, this is how we learn about these great programs in other parishes, and it seems like it's bringing everyone together, and we're all growing together. So it's such a blessing. So if you've been blessed by St. Gabriel Radio and the way it's brought you to your faith or brought you closer as a family, give us a call at 614-459-4820.
You know, as Father Ricardo was talking about wanting to go to Mass and that joy that we have as Father Kevin said, being a part of that family and being having a sense of purpose of that, you know, the whole purpose of the Mass is to prepare us to go out into the world so that we can spread the good news and spread the gospel of Christ. And some people are really equipped to go stand on a corner and do that. And some people are really equipped to stand up in front of a large crowd of people at a men's or women's conference. But not everybody is. But St. Gabriel Radio is a way that you can participate by your donation, by your support of this station, to take part in that evangelization and to help spread the word, as we're all called to do, without having to get up in front of a room full of people and talk about it. And it just makes it so easy. So you can call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com and be a part of that mission, you know, to be a part of the purpose here at St. Gabriel Radio.
We're so close to our goal. We're one away right now. Of course, we always want to go over that goal, but we just need one more call. Remember that this hour, we do have those matching funds. So dollar for dollar, your dollar is going to become two for every dollar that you give this hour. So that's special. And remember, everyone also gets into the drawing for the beautiful Mary statue. I'm actually looking at Mary right now, and she's saying, call in. So 614-459-4820. I think that's what she said. Is that what she said, Father?
Certainly. I have the headphones on. I wasn't quite sure.
That's what she said.
It's wonderful, and it is amazing to see that statue. And like we said before, Sue and I have been doing the Sacred Heart Enthronements, and we've just seen so many wonderful stories coming out of that that opportunity that we've had to go into people's homes and to help them make Christ the center of their lives. And so we've seen good things happen for that. We know that the monthly program on the first Fridays is helping draw people closer, because we've just done enthronements as a result of people calling in and finding out during that show about that program. So St. Gabriel Radio works in a lot of different ways. Sometimes people need to hear what Father Ricardo has to say. Sometimes people need to hear what Teresa Tomeo has to say. There's so many different ways that St. Gabriel Radio is reaching people, drawing them closer to the faith, informing them, and making their consciences clear about the way forward and the way through this world. And you can be a part of that mission. It's something we're all called to do, and we really can use the assistance on that. Just call 614-459-4820 to be a part of that mission, to be a part of the team here at St. Gabriel, be part of the family.
And we'll take any kind of gift, but we're also looking, especially this at the end of this hour, for one of those leadership gifts. So look into your heart. Maybe you're that leader that can give that gift, that can really help give back to St. Gabriel Radio at 614-459-4820. We're one away, and we really like to make that. Maybe as we're coming up to the end of the hour here.
Perfect. Father Kavanaugh, it's been really good to spend this hour with you. We haven't connected a whole lot throughout the diocese as far as running into you, other than a couple of times at St. Mary's.
Thank
you.
One last angel update, and then we'll see if we can't get a little prayer on the way out.
All right. We want to say a special thank you to Susan and John for their gifts, special gifts that we received. We want to do a special thank you to Ken, who is going to be a bronze sustaining membership.
All right.
Yeah, and he's giving an honor of Father Dan Millhoser, and he wants to give a challenge out to those that are involved with That Man Is You, so in the diocese. So if you're a member of That Man Is You, consider writing this number down, 614-459-4820, and calling us in. We also want to say a special thank you to Lynn, who also gave a special gift. And then we have some more multi-year sustaining members that help us day in and day out. And that's Andrew and Karen from St. Anthony Columbus, Frederick and Elaine from Our Lady of Lourdes Marysville, and Mary from St. Matthew's Gehanna.
Wonderful.
Fantastic. So, thanks so much. What a great update.
Oh, it's just wonderful. We're so blessed here. So consider calling in and joining us, 614-459-4820.
Fantastic. We have looks like we've hit our goal. And Father Kevin, if you could take us out with a prayer.
Certainly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we know that you continue to sustain us with your grace. Lift us up always. Give us the courage to proclaim your word. Give us the strength to pick up our cross each day and show us the way always to love more deeply. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Father Kevin. We will be back. Father Kevin, it's been great, and we'll send you
on
your way. And soon I will be back for one more hour at 5 o'clock.
And finally, on the fifth Sunday of Lent, we turn to the 11th chapter of John, which is the story of the raising of Lazarus, our Lord's friend. This is an extraordinarily dramatic presentation. But at heart, what it really meant was that in Jesus Christ, God is revealed as a God of life, not of death. That death came into the world as a result of sin. But in Jesus Christ, we have the victory. It is not that Jesus simply dismisses the power of death in our natural world. He himself, even while raising Lazarus, knew that he was facing his own death. But what he taught us was that death is not the final story. Even though Lazarus was to die again, he realized that even in this second death, he was not to be captured by death, but was allowed to await that final consummation of the world. So in the victory of Christ, we are called upon to lose the fear of death. That fear is the final work of a fallen nature. We understand that we all are going to be subject to a natural death. But it is not the final chapter. In Jesus Christ, in the power shown by the raising of Lazarus, we understand that God has called us to life, and that life abundantly. A life that will not be ended by any natural event such as death. So in clinging to Christ, we cling to life. And in these three accounts of the Sundays of Lent, we are called to a deeper belief in Christ, And in that deeper belief, in seeing what is true, what is the way, what is the life, we come to understand that the Greek word for way is hodos. We get our word exodus from it. And it is in following the way of Christ that we are on an exodus, an escape from captivity to misunderstanding, to ignorance, to sin, in order to pass into the land of life and light and the power of God's love. In all this, in our belief and our clinging to Christ, we can immerse ourselves in the ultimate joy of Easter.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.